right now. We stay with Gamecock baseball and welcome back onto the program the head coach, Mark Kingston. Coach, obviously a rough weekend for you in Athens. And Tommy and I were debating on whether to start you with philosophy or with baseball. But I'm going to start with the philosophy part of it right now. But maybe just ask you, do you feel like your guys are enjoying playing the game? Because to me, in any sport, if you're not having fun, it's going to be a lot more difficult to go out and be productive.
Yeah, I'll answer that question with yes, they are enjoying playing, but they're not enjoying not winning. We try very hard to make sure we create an environment where the guys want to get to the ballpark, where we are giving them motivational messages all the time so that they do not lose that love of the game. So I absolutely think that they're enjoying playing, but the fact that we're not having success right now, I think that's not fun for anybody.
Coach, we look back at the Clemson series, and other than the wins and losses, you look at the stats for the series and you feel like you should have won that one 2 out of 3, and you look at the Florida series, defending national champs, number 2 in the nation when they came in town. You look at those stats, you feel like you should have won 2 out of 3 in that one, but that didn't quite happen. Not so the case in Athens this weekend.
Correct. They beat us in most categories, and they play really well in their own ballpark. They're now, I think, 13-1 in their own ballpark. They played better baseball than us all weekend, no question about it.
Coach, let's go to some of the injuries, and you know, it's not excuse or anything like that, but there are reasons that you might not be as successful because you have guys that are banged up right now. Let's start with Adam Hill. Tommy and I were just saying in the break as we were leading into you, you know, that really does shuffle everything that you and Skyler want to do in terms of both your rotation and certainly your bullpen. How big of an impact was Adam Hill's absence on the entire pitching staff this past weekend?
Well, it's big. There's no question about it. That's an elite Friday night starter that you've had a chance to win most games when he pitches, and we didn't have him. And so that moved everybody like a John Gilreath. Now it takes him out of your bullpen and prevents him from throwing probably 2 games that weekend out of the bullpen where he could have helped you. There's no doubt it hurts you. We're not going to use it as an excuse, as you mentioned. At the end of the day, they tell you to play ball with whoever's healthy enough and ready to go, and that's what you do, and you try to win the ball game, and we didn't do that. But to ignore his absence as not being important, I think, is also not being realistic.
And to that end, can you update us on how he's feeling? Is he going to be ready to go Thursday against Tennessee?
We're hoping. He's day-to-day. He's going to throw again today on his own and give us a status report. We're not allowed. Our athletic trainer's allowed to be with him today, and since it's an injury, Skyler can get a report on it because this is our NCAA-mandated off day. So we'll have a better idea of how he's feeling. Obviously, we're all keeping our fingers crossed that he'll be able to make his next start, but we'll know more in the next day or two.
Coach, I was looking at the numbers for Georgia. Before we get too carried away with the Gamecocks' shortcomings in Athens over the weekend, I want to give them a whole lot of credit, especially from an offensive standpoint. They struck out 8 times all weekend against your pitching staff. Florida struck out 32 times against your pitching staff in the same number of games. And I've never seen in an SEC series, I don't think, so many quality at-bats because, you know, we get a good look at it from our catbird seat up there in the broadcast booth. Your guys made a lot of good pitches, and they just kept fouling them off until they either got a walk or hit a ball hard, maybe a good play by one of your defenders, or they got a base hit. And I want to give them a lot of credit for that.
Well, they're a well-coached team. You know, that's a team now that's Scott Strickland's 5th year trying to get that program going. I think it's taken them a lot longer than they had hoped to turn it around once he took over, and I think that's a team that has turned the corner. They took their lumps last year playing a lot of young guys, but those guys have now started to take that next step, and their record reflects that. So, yeah, I mean, you've got to give credit where credit is due, and they battled our pitchers as hard as anybody did all year, including the teams you mentioned, Florida and Clemson. And, disappointing, but we've got to move on from it.
Gamecock baseball coach Mark Kingston with us. Carolina swept at Georgia this weekend. Davidson in town tomorrow night. Tennessee for a 3-game conference set at Founders Park. coming up starting Thursday here in Columbia. Coach, look, you weren't here last year, obviously, and there are multiple reasons why you are here now. And we, Tommy and I were saying you're not reinventing the wheel, but obviously some changes need to be made. And yet some fans are looking at it. I see the left on base numbers, and whether it's Ray Tanner, whether it's Chad Holbrook, whether it's Mark Kingston, whether it's Joe Maddon, you know, players got to hit the baseball in these opportunities. I know you don't want to push them too hard and just, you know, scream at them at the top of your lungs, but some of us look at it and just say, you know, what's the issue here? Why are you leaving so many guys on base? What do you see in the things you watched last year and what you knew of the team and what you guys are doing this year? How much of a difference in approach is there in terms of what you want to do to make positive change?
Well, here's the question I would ask you in regards to that, because I think it's a fair question. What is our batting average overall, and what is our batting average with runners in scoring position?
Mm-hmm.
You guys have the answer to that?
I'll look it up for you. Let's see.
I do.
If you do, yeah, you can. Yeah, I could go find it, but you got it. Yo, go ahead.
Yeah, we're hitting .269 overall, and we're hitting .271 with runners in scoring position.
Mm.
That's so better. That's a surprising number.
Yeah, it's so better.
Are you asking me, do our players do worse with runners in scoring position? No. The answer is no. We are performing at about the same rate when they get in scoring position as we did to get them on base. It's just, you know, it is what it is. Hitters, you know, people talk about it for years. Is there such thing as clutch? Most hitters hit about the same. You know, sometimes you get down. I would be concerned if we were hitting 300 overall and hitting .210 with runners in scoring position, then I'd say, you know what, there's a problem there. Something's going on.
Mm-hmm.
But to know that we're hitting 2 points higher with runners in scoring position, to me, that just says right now we are a team that hits .270. And when guys are in scoring position, we're hitting about .270. So I think that's an interesting fact to take note of.
Yeah.
Coach, I was going to ask you about T.J. Hopkins. First of all, I wanted to mention that I was looking this up before the series started when we knew we weren't going to have T.J. in center field. And not only do I think he's the best defensive player on the team, I think he's going into that that series, he's the most productive offensive player. He just lost his stolen base lead, I think, day before yesterday in the Southeastern Conference. But that aside, if you add up the RBIs and if you add up the runs scored, he was the most productive player on your team. He had like two or three more than LT Tolbert going into the Georgia series. Now, having said that, first of all, do we know how long TJ is going to be out? Do we have a guess on that? And secondly, boy, the center field play, I think, could have enabled Carolina to win that game on Friday night. For one thing, he's taller than Danny Blair. And for another thing, I don't know that I've ever seen TJ drop a ball going to get one. But be that as it may, how's he doing?
He's once again day-to-day, just like the other guys, just like Stokes, who's out, and just like Hill, who's out. He's day-to-day. He's scheduled to get an MRI today to see exactly where he stands, to see if there's anything else in there that wasn't diagnosed from the X-ray. So we're hopeful that we can get him back sometime soon because he is such an important part of our offense. When he's going, our offense is a totally, totally different offense. When he has good games, we've looked at it. We average about 9 runs a game when he's playing and playing well. And when he doesn't play, or when he has an off game, that's when we struggle looking at our box scores, looking at our stats. So he's probably one of the most important guys in our lineup, if not the most important, because he brings speed, because he brings power, because he sets the table for guys. So yeah, we need him back. There's no question about it. And we're hoping to get good news based on the MRI today. And we should have that information hopefully pretty soon.
Coach, another philosophical question for you. Tommy and I were talking last week, you know, at times in any sport, at any level, maybe not the littlest of kids, but otherwise from, say, high school on up to the pros, again, in whatever sport, you want that ownership from within. And I know there's plenty of that in the sense that these young men all know why they came to South Carolina, where they were recruited by your predecessor or some of the kids that have come here in the short time since you've been the head coach. But do you look for that leader from within? And around here, we so often point to a kid like Adrian Morales from those championship teams a few years back. Adrian was not an all-star, but he was a great team leader and great internal motivator. Do you feel sometimes like you need that? Are you missing that right now? And can you cultivate it in any way at all?
Well, to answer your question, are we missing that? LT Tolbert's doing a good job trying to be that guy. Stokes is doing a good job trying to be that guy. Jonah Bride is trying to be a good guy, is trying to do a good job being that guy. You know, I think we need to be careful with the narrative. When you lose games, you try to figure out all these vague things that, well, you're not trying hard enough, or you don't want it enough, or you don't have leadership. At the end of the day, you just need to play good baseball. That's the bottom line. You need to hit better than the other team. You need to make more pitches. You need to play better defense. You need to block balls when they're in the dirt. You know, when you lose, you look for all those things that don't show up on paper, because you just think there must be some reason, like leadership, or they don't want it enough. I promise you, this team wants to be good. This team works extremely hard. This team shows up every morning together as a team trying to win the game. So, you know, all that stuff, it sounds great, but at the end of the day, you need your best players out there playing well. And when we do that, we tend to have success. And when guys are missing, you know, it causes us to be a little bit less on the field than what our opponents have been. So at the end of the day, that's the deal. You have to have your best players stay healthy, play well. And when we do that, we've had success. So, you know, this team, you cannot say that this team doesn't have leadership. You cannot say that this team doesn't want it enough or is trying enough. This team is doing all that. We just need to make sure that we play better baseball, period.
And speaking of Adrian Morales, I used to call him the gamer when he was out there, just because he would just take charge. And like Jay said, not the most talented individual around, but a good college baseball player, but would take charge and jerk a knot in somebody's head if they weren't putting out like they should have been on the ball field. But there's another gamer you've got on your team, and he gets to play a lot, not a starter, but he gets to play a lot in valuable roles, and that's Justin Rowe. And I want you to tell me that execution on that rundown from, I guess, was that Saturday's game? I'm trying to remember now. But when Justin Rowe came in and executed that rundown from his second base position, that's, me being a baseball purist, that's about as good as I've ever seen. He looked like a world-class sprinter when he fired the ball from his second base position to third, covered third from his second base position, ended up making the tag on the out. Wasn't that a thing of beauty?
It is, and that's as a coach, you like seeing things that you work on in practice executed well on game day. And he's a gamer, like you said. You know, maybe not have the big time size or the big time speed or the big time power, but he's just a baseball player and he's a gamer. And when he's in there, he's in the right place. He makes the right decisions. He gives you good at bats. And so that play was indicative of that. If he knew where to be, he knew where to throw the ball, and then he knew that he needed to follow that throw in case that rundown went down for more than two throws. So he's a baseball player, and that play showed that.
Coach, before we let you go, Davidson tomorrow night, a chance to get back on track. But as Tommy mentioned, this Davidson team, made it to the Supers last year. They come down filled with confidence. What's the most important thing right now you need to have your ball club do to get back to feeling good about themselves?
Well, I'd like to get a quality start out of Logan, first thing. Every game is dictated by what kind of quality start do you get from your starting pitcher. And then I want to see our guys. Obviously, we need to score more runs than we have lately. Our defense has been fine. We made one error all weekend, knock on wood. But we need to get guys healthy. We need to get guys just doing what they can do, period. You mentioned it's a super regional team coming in. They're starting a pitcher with a 1.80 ERA, so we've got no time to feel sorry for ourselves. And I told the team that yesterday. Don't feel sorry for yourself. Nobody's going to feel sorry for us. Just got to keep working, and at some point the tide will turn.
Coach, always appreciate the time. Best of luck this week. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. That is Gamecock head baseball coach Mark Kingston.